the new 20 and even went over to see the warden at the house of detention.
Uh-oh. Did he pardon anything?
I actually saw some of my stuff, so it's getting closer to the door.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I gotta see him. I had a radio burn out. I actually saw smoke coming out of it during the marathon. I got a feeling he's toast.
Well, I had to help him with some, so. Sorry, you had some stuff on the bench. What got toasted in HD?
When I do the marathon, so I don't have to turn down one while I talk on another band, I set up a second radio in the car so I can monitor three bands. And my HDX202, I usually run through a 20-watt amplifier. All of a sudden, I saw smoke coming out of it, so unplug it completely.
Interesting. Okay. I saw some pictures, with Witchy at yesterday's Run for the Warriors event, but I did not see those guys on TV. Usually they get on TV somehow, especially the wee little man. You know, they pan down. They interview them while they're interviewing kids.
You know, I've been considering making a comment on Richie's picture back in the 80s with him on the motorcycle, saying, hey, you actually did have hair at one time.
Well, you saw my comment, right?
Your comment was about the mustache, right?
Sir, yes, sir.
What do you think? Do you think I should post that comment? You actually did have hair at one time?
I think he had his wedding picture up years ago, and it, you know, he had like a full head of hair, which is hard to believe. But yes. He did have hair at one time.
I don't know, is it true that if you shock yourself with high voltage electricity, you lose your hair?
I'm not sure about that. I've taken a couple of hits and I still have hair. It might be a little white, but I still have it.
Or is it that other table, that's a way of regrowing hair, and that's the reason why your brain is the way it is.
Oh, it's rendered me not quite normal?
Well, I think he's well past you.
I listened to some of the John game on the radio, by the way, because I was outside, but the weather, freaking crazy weather yesterday. It's nice in the morning, and then looked like the world was going to end.
I kind of flopped and did absolutely nothing yesterday. It was a rest and relaxation day for me.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to take advantage of these days that, you know, it's still nice enough to hang out outside, so I will have those days when it gets colder, and then I'll be working inside the house. With the new lids on both the garage and the house, I've been, you know, setting up for winter work. I did clean out on Saturday at the garage, and I took a load to the dump yesterday. You know, that's where the Lone Ranger takes his garbage.
Steve, it's not very nice to say you're taking a dump on the radio.
Where does the Lone Ranger take his garbage?
Okay, I'll play along to the dump, to the dump, to the dump, dump, dump.
Very good. I just want to see if you're alert. I know it's early yet. Too early for multi-syllabic words. You're right. It did that early, and it was nice. You know, it was a little breezy, but the sun was out. But man, it was like the world was going to end. And then it started raining to boot, so I had to put away my toy and venture down to the house of detention.
So have you, what is your toy you're talking about? It's not the MG. You didn't actually take it out of the garage, did you?
No, I have a new toy. It's a 81 Corvette.
Oh. Yes, that is one that may actually displace the Corvette, displace the MG in the garage. Or can you fit them both in?
I can fit them both in. As a matter of fact, I have another car that I inherited from a former renter of my garage. He left me a Fiat 124. So I have three cars, and a boat, and my utility trailer. I gotta get rid of something. I gotta get rid of the little boat.
I'm at the tunnel, so it's time to say so long and to Zeddy Pete.
I don't have a submarine. See you later, alligator. KB2N, QN Mobile. Watch out for those dumps.
My two younger ones are home from school today for the holiday. if I know them, but we'll make the offer anyway.
Very good. Yeah, I think it's a little cool. I had to swing out to the field, but I don't know how good the weather is out there. I had so many things to do here. I hate to really play hooky today.
Well, I just looked at the calculated solar conditions on one of those websites. So there's a link where it comes up and it shows you either red, yellow, or green predicted on bands what's going to be good. Now, it must have been something like a coronal mass, something that hit last night, because everything was either red or yellow. But now it's saying during the day, like 17 meters through 10 should be good. So we'll go down. I mean, even when this thing's predicted bad conditions, I can usually find somebody to talk to. That's not too much of a problem.
Sure of that. Let me run in. I got to grab a rack here. 1 second. K6 DPC.
K2 UPS.
K6 DPC. We're back.
All right. K2 UPS. Moved a little bit further east on the LIE. Kind of stop and go now. It's typical for this time of the day. I'm just glad I don't have to do this commute every day. I put so many miles on in a week, but that's usually moving. Sitting in bumper-to-bumper traffic, I do not like.
I don't blame you. I feel the same way. You know, I don't mind putting mileage on, but when you have to sit in traffic, especially with a stick, you know, you have to sit there and jockey the gears around.
Yeah, I keep asking my boss when the new tractors are coming in at work. He said they're here now. They're at Penske, but they're finishing up, I guess, putting the decals on and put the computer, installing the computers in them and getting all of the paperwork and stuff for registering them. They're not registered in New York. I think they're all registered in either Illinois or Indiana, one of the Midwest states. They register almost all of our tractors from New York. Kind of it's cheaper for them to do it that way, I guess.
It's cheaper to register it out of the state. They find the state that's cheapest to register all the vehicles. Just like they do a lot of ships, they register them, you know, in other countries because it's cheaper than registering the ships in the United States.
That's true. That's true. And I know with the, at least with the sleeper tractors, they can get away with that more because we're doing a lot of interstate work. We go out west. We actually go through Illinois and Indiana. But on some of the brown tracks, I know some states require that if the truck ever leaves the state, it has to be registered in that state, which I can understand. You know, they want to get their money, too. So I guess trying to prove which one does and doesn't, that gets to be where it is interesting.
I would see where it would be. But UPS is pretty shrewd, and I'm sure they're figuring the best things they could do to get away with it.
Now, they've been making record profits the last number of years. First quarter of this year, the most recent quarter, I guess, already was over $1 billion again. They've been making $4 to $5 billion a year profits. And then they want to squeeze us, which drives us crazy. You know, the new contract came up, and they want all sorts of give backs. I'm like, you got to be kidding.
You know, it's getting them the biggest amount. All this internet buying, and they do all deliveries. So thanks to the internet, they're making a fortune. But they should proportionally, you know, give their drivers a little more, too, for everything else. Well, I'm going to get out of here and grab some breakfast. I'll catch you later, and have a good day. It's K6 Delta Papa Zulu. You still got to come by when you have a chance.
It's still on my list of stuff to do. Don't worry about it. I'll be giving you a call when I can squeeze in, and I want to make sure I have more than a few hours. It's going to take me probably at least an hour to get down there, so, and back, but we'll be in touch. Enjoy your breakfast. K2 UPS.
K2 UPS, K6 DPC clear.
Kilowatt T, Queen, Baker, Vista.
K2QBV, Spring Valley, New York, listening.
your Exxon.